Language. This is Connor.
And this is Adam.
And today we're talking about your job.
Your job. That's right. Well, not just your job, right? Your career.
Yeah. These days, a lot of people have a career change.
Right. Mm-hmm. So today we're talking to Emma and Brandon. Mm-hmm. And it sounds like there is a bit of a change in their lives.
Right. So let's take a listen to the dialogue.
All right.
Brandon, I've been thinking about changing careers lately. You quit your job last year, right?
Yeah, I did. I felt stuck in my previous job. There was very little room for advancement. I'm really glad I took the plunge because I'm thriving in my new job.
That's fantastic. Well, I not only feel stuck in my job, I also feel like I'm in the wrong profession.
You don't want to be in accounting anymore?
No, I don't. I'm a people person. I really want to work with people, not just numbers.
Changing careers gets harder and harder down the road. If you're going to do it, now is the time.
Yeah, that's exactly my thinking. But I majored in accounting, and that's all I've done since I left school. I'm struggling to figure out the next step.
You certainly don't want to make any hasty decisions. You need to follow your heart, but it never hurts to be practical. Besides, it'll be a shame if you quit now and pass up the Chinese New Year bonus.
Good point. Thanks for the practical advice.
Okay, in the intro there, I said that both Emma and Brandon were thinking about changing careers. Of course, it's not both of them. It's just Emma.
Right, yes. She's thinking about changing careers. So she asks Brandon about the time he quit his job last year.
Right, so I wasn't totally off here. He did the career change as well. Well, actually, we don't know if he did the career change because it just says he quit his job.
Ah, that's true.
Right, yeah, so he could have just quit his job at Open Language and went to work for Schmopen Danguage.
Oh, heaven forbid. Oh, dear, oh, dear. And so why did he quit his previous job?
Well, it sounds like he felt stuck.
Yeah, stuck. This is so common. I mean, you may have seen this before. I mean, stuck, the basic meaning is that you can't move.
You can't move. Yeah,
exactly. So in a job, like maybe you can't get a promotion.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Or you can't get any advancement.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, I'm thinking about driving a car in the mud.
Oh, yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
You just can't move. Also, I guess I would think about relationships. Mm-hmm. People always say, like, I feel stuck in this relationship.
Yeah, for
There's
sure.
No, like you say, no advancement.
Yeah.
No growing.
Yeah, no. Yeah, exactly. No growth. I mean, even if it's like a math problem or something. Oh, I don't know how to solve this problem. I'm stuck.
Oh, yeah.
So in this case, he can't get any advancement. So advancement is like advance, you're going forward, progress. He just means he can't get a promotion, basically,
right.
get a raise.
Wow, it sucks. Sucks to be stuck.
Yeah, for sure. So he took the plunge.
Okay, now this sounds like some kind of commercial for a sports drink or fruit juice. Take the plunge.
Yeah, for sure. Plunge here, it's like diving into water.
Into water,
yeah. Exactly, like some liquid all over you. And when you dive into water, you need a little bit of courage because the water might be cold.
Could be really cold. Yeah. So we always use this expression before you do something that might need some courage, right?
Yeah, for sure. Like a major life step. Like, I think the common example is getting married.
Yes, you take the plunge.
Yeah, take the plunge. I mean, there's a bit of risk there, but I mean, you're doing it because you think it will be successful and it will be great.
Well, I remember even going to China for the first time.
Oh, yeah,
I was really nervous, so mm-hmm. I literally went to one of the Great Lakes in the spring.
Yeah,
which is
yeah.
A little cold.
It sounds cold.
And I just dove right in. It's like, if I can't do this, then I can't go to the other side of the world.
Well, that's quite courageous. I did not do that here. I just got on the plane and went to Korea.
You didn't literally take the plunge. You just did it in a figurative sense.
Yeah, but I'm sure in your case and also in my case, we ended up thriving.
Yes. I'd like to think so.
Yeah.
Thriving. When I think about thriving, I think about like plant or a flower
that's
growing in a very strong and healthy way.
Yeah, like a lot of development and success in growing. I often think of like some people are in really stressful jobs, but that helps them thrive. Some people thrive on stress.
That's a really good point. Even just that pattern, right? Mm-hmm. Thrive on something. Because you see in this dialogue, it says, I'm thriving in my new job.
Right.
At my new job's okay.
Yeah.
But generally speaking, thrive on pressure. Thrive on whatever.
Yeah, exactly. It's because of that thing right. that you're thriving. Right. Well, in Emma's case, she's not thriving.
Ugh.
In fact, she feels like she's in the wrong profession.
Okay, so we've talked about career. We've mm-hmm. talked about job. And now we have profession.
Yeah. I'm sure you've seen the word professional.
Mm.
Well, that's the same kind of meaning there.
Right.
It just means job.
Right. In this case, like when I think about professional, I tend to think about lawyers,
yeah.
doctors, dentists,
yeah.
Or as we will see later in this dialogue, accountants.
Oh, yeah, right? For sure.
Those are like the professions.
Yeah. So it's kind of like a formal, like a long-term or career job.
Right. Right.
We might even say a real job,
a
but
real.
I don't like that. I don't like that expression. Yeah. So Brandon asks her, what, you don't want to be in accounting?
No.
And she says, no, I'm a people person.
She's a people person.
Yeah.
I know. I've met lots of accountants that are people, yeah. people.
Yeah, yeah. People, people.
So if you guys remember, I think sometime last year we did a lesson. I don't remember if it was called, are you a dog person or a cat person?
Oh, okay,
something,
yeah.
something like that.
Yeah.
And the idea is that if you're a dog person, you really like dogs.
For sure. And a cat person, you like cats.
Exactly. And yeah. a people person.
You like people.
You like people. Or you
yeah.
like dealing with people,
for
talking
sure.
to people.
Yeah. People don't stress you out. You thrive on people.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so she wants to work with people, not just numbers.
Mm.
And accounting, you know, lots of numbers in there.
Lots of numbers.
Yeah.
So Brandon has a little bit of sage advice here.
Yeah, because he's taken the plunge. He knows, you know, what things to do.
Mm.
He tells her, changing careers gets harder and harder down the road.
Yes. Okay. So down the road is a fun little way to say in the future.
Right. Yeah. In the future. Can you say up the road?
Up the road. No.
Across the road?
Across the road. No. It's always down the road.
Always down the road. Yeah. Later, like, you know, in your future, kind of career plans, these kinds of things. You might say, well, it's always important to save money for down the road. You never know when you might lose a job.
Yeah.
That could happen down the road, or you might get married down the road. Things in your future.
You could pretty much just put it anywhere in a sentence too, right?
Yeah, for sure. Exactly. Yeah. So that's what Emma's thinking. But the problem here is that she majored in accounting.
Okay. So that was her major mm-hmm. in university. That
yeah.
was her subject that she studied.
Right. Yeah. The most important subject. But it's used as a verb here.
Yes. 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 So you could say, you know, her major was accounting.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just as natural to say, I majored in accounting.
Right. Yeah. And the preposition in.
In.
Yeah.
Right. 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 For what did you major in?
Well, I majored in religious
nice.
Studies. Yeah. I did, yeah. I didn't use that, but...
Well, not yet. Maybe down the road,
maybe
right?
Maybe down the road, yeah, for sure. So that's all she's done since she majored in accounting, so now she's struggling to figure out the next step.
Okay, so these two phrases, they really go together, don't they? Struggling and figuring out something.
Right, like I mentioned a math problem. I was stuck. struggling to figure out, but I couldn't. So it's like a struggle is like... great difficulty.
Well, you're fighting with something.
Yeah, yeah,
right?
It's a fight,
you're
right.
You're fighting, so in this case, you're fighting, you know, your own mind,
yeah,
right? Or
yeah.
your own doubts or something
yes,
like that.
Yes.
But a struggle could be like a real struggle,
mm-hmm.
like someone could grab you and try to take your wallet.
Your wallet, yeah, like a real fight, yeah.
Right, and you kind of struggle to break free, or there could be a class struggle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can use it for any kind of... situation, like even two countries are struggling to have political talks, you
yeah,
know, these
sure.
kinds of things, struggling
sure.
to get a resolution. She's struggling to figure out.
Okay, so figure out something just to kind of solve it.
Right, so she's struggling to figure out her next step, but Brandon, in his wise wisdom.
His wise wisdom.
tells her not to make any hasty decisions.
Yeah. Yeah. That's, we do have a phrase, an expression, haste makes waste.
Oh, yes. Yes.
And
yes.
that, it's a good expression just because when you're trying to figure out something, you know, you almost act too quickly.
Yeah, exactly. Don't want to rush into things.
So it's kind of weird here because on the one hand, he's saying like, hey, you better do this now because down the road, it's going to be difficult. But on the other hand, he's also saying, you know, take your time.
Yeah, a little bit confusing.
Seriously.
Brandon, mixed messages. Yeah, for sure. So again, he's saying you have to follow your heart, you know, follow your emotions kind
right.
of basically. But it never hurts to be practical.
So there he goes again, right?
Giving
this sort of conflicting information.
Yeah.
But it actually does make a lot of sense because
mm-hmm.
you do want to tell your friends, you know, follow your heart, do
yeah.
what you believe you should do. But Yeah, you know, never does hurt to be practical.
For sure, right. I use this expression, it never hurts all the time. Mm. Like, it's when you do something just useful. I think of it like a precautionary thing. Like if your flight leaves at 10 a.m., it's always a good idea to check. It never hurts to check that it's on time before you leave your house.
Oh, yeah. Like so many of those it never hurts expressions, I really should use them at the airport.
Yeah.
You know, it never hurts to come an hour early. Mm-hmm. You know, it never hurts to have, you know, some extra food packed away.
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure, yeah. Can't be too careful. and practical here.
Practical.
Yeah, like realistic, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I would usually put this word up against like idealistic, you know, or good in theory.
Right. Yeah. And, you know, it's kind of like you're being realistic. Like, I don't know what's going to happen. I mean, usually our ideas about the future are really big and high and awesome. And that doesn't always happen. So we have to prepare for that.
And especially in this lesson, when we're talking about careers, like some careers are, like you said before, like real jobs.
Right.
Kind of a practical job. To, you know, if my son came to me and said, I want to be a doctor.
Yeah.
I would be like, that's great, son. Yeah. And if he came to me and said, you know, like, I want to be a dancer. Yeah, maybe. I would be, okay, all right, that's good. Good for you, son. Follow your heart.
Follow your heart. But it never hurts to be a doctor.
Right, yeah. It never hurts to have a backup plan.
Oh, for sure, yeah. And he's got this other message here. It'll be a shame if you quit now and pass up the bonus.
Brandon, what are you talking about, man? You're just all over the place here.
Yeah, so a shame. It'll be a shame.
A shame. Okay, this is another way to say pity. Mm-hmm. Right? A shame and a pity are pretty much the same thing.
Yeah.
I have noticed that a lot of you guys, you do use the word pity quite a bit.
Mm-hmm. Which is okay.
Which is fine. Mm-hmm. I do think, though, that native speakers tend to use the word shame more. Like, oh, what a shame.
Yeah, oh, that's a shame.
Ah, that's a shame.
Yeah, you like, for example, my good friend couldn't go to the New Year's party this year.
Oh, what a shame.
Because, yeah, she ate some food and got really sick.
Ooh.
Yeah, I was like, oh, that's a shame. Next year.
Next year. Yeah.
And pass up here, finally.
Okay, this is probably the best advice that has come from this conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Pass up means to not get, basically.
Yeah, like some kind of opportunity that you can, like a chance to have some success and you don't take it.
You don't take it.
Right, yeah. Like pass up a new job.
Yes.
And you can say it in different ways, right?
Mm.
Like pass up on.
Yeah, this one, there's no real fixed rules for this. You can pass up something, you can pass up on something.
Mm-hmm.
You can just pass on something.
Right, like, oh, would you like a beer?
I'll pass.
Yeah, I'll pass on the beer. Maybe next time.
Maybe next time. But, of course, in this case, we're not talking about beer. We're talking about the New Year bonus.
Ooh, that sounds nice.
Yeah, again, pretty practical. You want to stay and get that bonus.
Yeah.
And then maybe you can think about taking off.
Yeah, get the bonus and jump ship. All right, well, why don't we take a listen one more time?
All right.
Brandon, I've been thinking about changing careers lately. You quit your job last year, right?
Yeah, I did. I felt stuck in my previous job. There was very little room for advancement. I'm really glad I took the plunge because I'm thriving in my new job.
That's fantastic. Well, I not only feel stuck in my job, I also feel like I'm in the wrong profession.
You don't want to be in accounting anymore?
No, I don't. I'm a people person. I really want to work with people, not just numbers.
Changing careers gets harder and harder down the road. If you're going to do it, now is the time.
Yeah, that's exactly my thinking. But I majored in accounting, and that's all I've done since I left school. I'm struggling to figure out the next step.
You certainly don't want to make any hasty decisions. You need to follow your heart, but it never hurts to be practical. Besides, it'll be a shame if you quit now and pass up the Chinese New Year bonus.
Good point. Thanks for the practical advice.
So, we just heard the dialogue again, and it seems to me that these days career changes are becoming a lot more popular.
Well, more common, anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
right?
More common, yeah.
I mean, that's the thing. Like, even in my own family, like, my dad changed his careers at, like, 50.
Oh, wow, yeah.
But they always say, like, about our generation that we are going to change, you know, X amount of time, six times.
Yeah. Oh, really? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. That's a lot. Yeah. Well, like my dad, he didn't change his career.
Mm.
He was a dentist from the moment he started until the day he retired.
Yep.
I have some cousins. My brother kind of changed careers.
Mm.
Yeah. But at 50, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of, it's tough. But
it's tough, yeah.
That's the way, you know, like down the road, that's the way it's going to go.
Yeah. Sometimes you just got to take the plunge if you're not thriving.
Well, especially if you have a son that's just like, Dad, I want toys. More toys.
Yeah. You got to be practical. You need something that pays the bills.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Well, what about you guys? Are there any career changes in your future?
Yeah, and are you guys struggling? Do you feel stuck in your job? Mm. Let us know how you're going about figuring out the next step for you.
And that's right.
We'll look forward to seeing that in the comments.
Okay, guys, as long as there are no career changes in mine or Connor's future, we'll see you next time.
Yeah, talk to you later.
Bye-bye.